Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Nobos.
Hey guys, good morning. Welcome to Thursday.
Good morning.
Hey. Jade's back.
Yay.
What's going on, guys? What happened? How was your night?
Very good. I played pickleball last night.
Did see that. FaceTimed you guys and you were there sweaty.
Yeah, looking
wet.
Not looking good.
Looking like a real sportsman there, Mark.
Not really my vibe. Also went and drove out to Rutherford.
Oh,
to,
why?
Pick up a bench top. There's this friend of ours, he like works at the like stone factory where they make them all.
Oh, that's a handy friend to know.
Handy person to know. Anyway, so he's brought it all, because he lived like down in Sydney, but he brought it up there. So he met this guy randomly in a side street and bought a bench top. It didn't seem dodgy at all.
You know what, Crevo? You've really taken advantage of all of your discount relationships
100%.
During this renovation period.
100%.
I've got to take my hat off to you. I don't take my hat off very often.
That's a rare sight.
What did you do, Maddie?
I just chilled out last night. I had beautiful Japanese last night.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Delicious.
Where from?
Down from Honeysuckle. It was, I forget the name, but really good chicken katsu.
Oh great.
What about you, Jade? Awesome. How were you yesterday? What did you do?
I basically stayed in bed all day. And then last night I watched Ricky Gervais.
Oh, good.
For a few lols.
Happy.
Nice
yeah.
one. This is like one of his movies or that TV show?
No,
he does
his stand-up humanity.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah, it makes me laugh every time.
Well, that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A bit of a laugh sometimes. Hey, up next, we are talking a brand new thing Japan is doing technology-wise. This always excites me because they're the home of wacky vending machines and all that sort of gear. This one, though, is toilet-related, so I've thought, let's do it early in the show.
Love it. Bit of toilet humour to start your day. 6:08 right now. Avicii, this is Hey Brother at New FM. Good morning. Avicii, Hey Brother with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:12, currently 11 degrees at Nobby.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This might sound like the worst kind of anxiety dream you've ever had, but over in Japan, they're now having, in the parks and stuff where they have public toilets, they're basically there, but they're transparent glass as walls.
So hold on a second.
Sickos.
When you walk in there, so I'm going to go do my business, people can see me or I can just see out?
So you can definitely see in. It's full transparent until you, like, turn the lock and then it's that magic glass that, you know, when you, like, flick a switch, it goes opaque so you can't see it anymore. But still, like, the idea behind it is, you know, it's supposed to keep it all clean and, you know, transparent, so to speak.
I was going to say, right, really great for cleaners and keeping them accountable.
Well, that's the case.
Well, I don't even think it's the cleaners they're trying to shame. It's the people. Because, you know, when sometimes, I don't know how it happens, you go to the toilets and then there's people just leave their mess around the place.
Detritus and stuff,
yeah, like the sanitary bins in the ladies' toilet. Sometimes if you go to a public place, they might leave stuff around.
So, do you know what? Obviously, Crevo and I aren't going into female toilets, but I have heard that the female toilets in this building are left disgusting.
Yeah, they
sometimes.
They do get.
Can you confirm or deny?
Sometimes
this?
they can get pretty foul, but then I don't know if they're getting cleaned properly either. Because I swear, like, my feet the other day were like,
are you taking your shoes off?
Like getting
stuck.
Getting stuck? Like you
could, you know, one of those pubs that don't clean their carpet
but then,
ever.
That's what I thought. But then Hamish had this thing because I was like, they need to be cleaned properly. Hamish, I believe he chipped in. He was like, no, he's figured it out. Our toilets have high-powered flush buttons.
Oh.
So because you're actually meant to put the toilet seat down when you flush.
And there's
so
a because, bit of splash going on.
Yeah. So the I guess the toilet residues coming out over the bowl?
Oh, well, I guess in Japan there's none of that.
I don't think so.
None of that business happening.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Hey, do you remember like a few years ago, mid-2000s, there was that trend in hotels where they'd have like the bathroom open to the room?
Yes.
Do you remember that? It feels like there's an element of that vibe going on. It was so ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't like that idea.
Everything old is new again, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Display homes, actually, recently, this is only 2 years ago when Ben and I were looking to buy a place. We were looking at display homes at Fern Bay.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they've almost got that layout still where you go into the main bedroom and then they don't have a door to the bathroom.
See, that's just weird.
It is. It put us off. We're like, not a chance.
Not having one of these.
We're not buying new. That's where it took us.
Wow. Yeah. There you go. Fascinating.
They are colourful.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They're like, very sort of purple, pink and yellow sort of vibe, but I don't know about the whole thing.
I like it.
Oh, Jade's into it suddenly.
Suddenly. Yeah. Pink? Oh, I have two of those. Yeah.
Hey, coming up next, we have an $80 Stax dining voucher to give away today. We are playing Lads versus Lasses. What we need from you is one man and one woman. So we've got a bunch of male-based questions that the ladies need to answer and a bunch of female-based questions the men need to answer correctly. If you want to play 13-10-09, one guy, one girl. Doing it next at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yes, we have an $80 Stax voucher to give away today. Delicious food out there at the Mex Club.
Oh, isn't it? What? What a vibe.
It's so good there. Just, you know, beautiful home-style cooking. We have two people on the phone. One man, one woman, one lad versus a lass. Mm-hmm. And we've got questions for each based on the opposite sex. The person with the most questions correct here will walk away with the voucher.
I just have to say quickly, ladies are winning with two gold stars on the tally board.
2-1.
I know.
Well, we've got to even this out, Crevo. Here we go. Let's speak to our lad.
Jason, good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. What's happening for today?
Just on my way to work again.
Oh, yeah.
On the road again.
What are the plans for the weekend? We're almost there.
Working again.
Oh, no.
Jason, you sound like Newcastle's most excited man.
Oh, it's awesome, isn't it?
He's a real workhorse.
Well, you know what? Let's hope we can get you this Stax voucher. I sort of hope the men win today so you can win something.
Yeah, here we go. Question number one.
Okay. So a Brazilian wax is done on what part of the body?
The female lady bits.
Yes.
We'll take that.
We'll take that.
Definitely
the lady
correct.
Bits.
What a polite man.
Okay, so Ryan and Marissa were characters on which mid-noughties drama?
I've got no idea.
It was the OC.
I had no idea as well.
That was a tricky one. Okay, a manicure is performed on what part of the body?
The fingernails.
Correct. Right, so you got two out of three. That's not bad.
That's killing it.
Good effort. Yeah. You're really in tune with the female you're gender there.
Well, you hear Jason and you think that, you know? You go, this guy's well in tune. Natasha, how you doing this morning?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. God, you got some pep in your step. How long you been up?
I've been up since 2.
2?
2. You've been working the whole time?
No, it started at 4.
Wow, you're really getting in and amongst it.
What do you do for work, Natasha? Are you a nurse or something?
No, I'm a traffic controller.
Oh, fun!
Jade wanted to do that at one point because apparently you guys make bank.
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, doing those hours, that's the, you know.
That's the ultra good pay, I reckon.
Oh, well, good on you.
Overtime on top of the overtime. All right, well, let's try and win you this Stax dining voucher. Here we go. Question number one. How many times have the Newcastle Knights won a premiership?
Oh, I don't follow Newcastle, but let's have a guess and we'll go 4.
Oh, incorrect, sorry, only 2.
Ah.
That's all right. You're still in with a chance here. 2 questions to go. Number 2, black butt is a type of what?
A reserve, so you can go there and have picnics.
Look, whilst...
I've got to say no, guys.
No, it's not the answer we're after. Sorry, it's timber. It's a type of timber, which is what the reserve's named after.
Which means that Jason has walked away with the win.
Sorry about that, Natasha.
I love her creative answer, though. It was so good.
You won, brother. That $80 stacks voucher, all yours, mate. And you've got us another star on the tally board.
Oh, yeah. Welcome. Well, we're even now.
Correct.
How good's that? Finally, we're on a roll now, I feel. You know?
So people are getting involved. It's fantastic.
Exactly right.
All right, news time. Coming up next with Hamish at 6:27. Good morning.
The Novos.
Michael Jackson with the Novos for your Thursday morning, 6:39. The sun peeking through the trees here this morning. Currently are 12 degrees at Sandgate, Jade.
And on 13:10:09, we want to know if you've lost a limb or a body part and how it happened, basically. Go on to the phones. Good morning, Luke.
Hey, Luke.
Hey, how you going?
Not too bad, man. So how'd you lose your body part or your limb?
Well, it's a funny story. I was born with one kidney, and it never got scanned or anything like that when I was first born, so I've just lived with it for ages. And when I joined the Army, I was with a medical unit. We did a mock-up scenario with someone getting blown up, and the nurse goes to me, oh, look, we're going to have to see you after this. And I said, okay, what's it about? She goes, oh, just wait there. So I was waiting on the operating table for about an hour, and she came back and told me that I was born with one kidney, but I only had one.
Wow.
Holy dooly.
What are the health implications? Like, what setbacks do you suffer with when you only have one kidney?
Well, nothing. Like, they did a 3D scan of it, and it just showed that it was a lot larger than just a normal kidney, like a normal two kidneys.
So that's a win.
I can still drink and all that and have fun with the boys. That's the main thing.
One thing you can't do, Luke, is sell it on the black market.
Donate it.
You kind of need the one.
What a story.
Great story. Bottle of wine for you, mate. Thank you very much.
Luke, how you doing?
Jamie, hello.
Oh, Jamie. Hey, Jamie.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. Tell us your story. How'd you lose the body part?
I actually lost my right testicle from a BMX accident.
Ooh.
Oh, now, are you one of these adults that's a BMX rider, or is this a childhood accident?
Adult BMX riding accident.
That, to me, somehow that seems more painful.
So how long ago did you lose it?
It certainly was, just under 2 years ago.
Was it a big jump? Were you, like, on the back on the pegs riding down the road? What was the situation?
It was a jump I've done before many, many times.
Yep.
And I just landed at the wrong spot, wrong time, and, yeah.
Wrong time, wrong place.
Right side of my groin.
Jamie, Jesus. I tell you what, I've got a question for you, and I've really been waiting for somebody like you to ask this to. You know how when you just flick one of the testes, the pain that you experience... Look, Crevo just shriveled up there, just looking at him in the side of my vision there. The little flick is generally a 10 out of 10 pain factor. How did the little flick compare to losing it?
The little flick would have been a 2 compared to losing it.
I can hardly imagine. Now, in terms of, are you going to be able to have kids and all that? Is the other one all sweet?
The other one's still all sweet as far as I know.
Yeah.
The last test I got done says I'm not firing blank, so I'm
not
doing something right.
Hey, Jamie, do you have a prosthetic testicle now?
Like a little plastic one rolling around in there?
You need to go shopping, my friend.
Not unless he's packing, you know, a nice generous size in general.
A general one?
Yeah.
There's a one sitting there in the middle.
That deserves a bottle of wine, man.
So the way I see it, there's always one out there that's called the one nut. And I'm that one.
Great story.
Let's take one more. Robert, good morning.
Oh, how you doing?
Hey, Robert, can you beat losing your testicle?
No, I don't think I can beat that, but my brother is responsible for chopping off my pointer finger on my left hand.
Oh, my God, how?
Well, it was a work accident, but he was actually responsible for it to be chopped off, yeah.
How did he chop it off? Like, what happened?
Well, it was a process of 1, 2, 3, and we'd done the process 732 times before, and I bumped number two, and number three now, who was my brother, to go ahead and do what he'd done 732 times before, and my finger was still where it shouldn't have been. And he's cut it off.
So you couldn't reattach it?
Well, they sewed it back on, but it died.
Oh,
How long before it died after the reattachment?
Probably, I'd say 6 weeks.
Oh, no. Jeez. Does it go
The freaky part about it is my brother, same finger, same hand, his finger's missing as well.
Oh, gee. Wow.
Did you guys used to do opposite jobs?
No. He lost his when he was three. I wasn't even born, so, yeah.
I've got one more question for you, because this fascinates me. Do you have the phantom limb syndrome? So do you feel like it's still there? Like you're pointing at something and then you got no finger pointing up?
I used to have the itch.
Yeah?
For probably about 7 years after I lost it.
Yeah, like you'd feel itching in that finger, but it wasn't there?
Yeah, I used to rub the end of my little stump, rub the skin raw, because it was itchy.
Robert, how has this affected your life? Like, what can't you do anymore?
Tying up shoelaces.
Yeah.
Using a knife and fork. Collecting coins off a cupboard.
You're walking along on the street, there's a $2 there, you've got to leave it.
Got to leave, that sucks.
Bottle of wine for you, Robert. Thank you for sharing that story.
This is why I love this show. Great stories. Great listeners. Yeah. Thank you for your calls.
So funny.
Genuine. That is amazing.
Got a larrikin. From one larrikin to another, Harley Breen is joining us next. Guys, I know you've seen it in the news. VB is releasing a fragrance. That's right. VB, the beer, is releasing a fragrance. Mm-hmm. Harley Breen, the celeb ambassador for that. We're going to find out all about it next here at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
One Republic, rate the music now at newfm.com.au to walk away with stacks of vouchers. See what I did there? Joining us right now is Harley Breen. Mm-hmm. Now, we spoke to him yesterday, Jade. Of course, you were off. So, Crevo and I spoke to him and recorded this after the show.
Yeah, and it's something that I haven't heard of before. So, they're doing a VB fragrance.
VB fragrance. This thing is all over the news. So, we're going to find out all about that right now. Here he is.
A hard-earned thirst needs a big cold beer. And the best cold beer is Vic. A long, cold Vic. It can come at any time. You're taking a vow or feeding a cow. Matter of fact, I got it now.
Hey, Harley, Maddie and Crevo from our new FM and Newey. How are you, brother?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, doing good, man. Thanks for doing this, bro. We'll just hit record, okay?
No worries.
All right, Crevo, you've heard the news, of course. VB releasing a fragrance.
Yeah.
It's called Thirst. The celebrity ambassador they've reeled in for this is Harley Breen. It's... Look at this guy.
We'll try one more time.
Hello.
Hang up on us, mate. What's it going?
I don't know what's going on.
That's all good.
All right, sweet. Harley Breen joins us on the show. Mate, first question, how does it feel to be now noticed as the most masculine man in the country?
I don't know. I reckon Mick Fanning punching a shark has got a little bit on me.
The way you buckle into that Mustang, I don't know if he's even can beat you. That's unbelievable. Is that your car?
No, that is not my car. That one was a higher car, but a beautiful old vehicle to drive around in today.
Really nice. I love that sort of stuff.
Now, mate, of course, this has taken us all by storm. The punters' grabs are in. People are saying, perfection in a bottle, dreams do come true. It does sound like a musical. What's so great about this fragrance?
Oh, mate, is there anything more iconic than the... VB stubby here in Australia, and then the legends at VB just went, you know what, blokes rock up to the pub smelling a little bit like the devil's armpit, why don't we make a cologne? And smartly, they didn't just put stale beer in a little bottle. They actually got some perfume nerds, as I like to call them, And they got a beautiful scent with, and they included the hops that they actually use in the VB in the scent. And turns out everyone quite likes the smell.
I love the image of going into Chemist Warehouse, and you know how they have those like walls of colognes next
very
to you,
intimidating
Versace's,
for a man.
Versace's, your CKs, yeah. your Armani's, and then a VB bottle. I love that. And how much is this thing going for? Is it, it's like under $30, yeah?
Well, let's go with that. I probably should have read the brief on how much it is. they sent me out a free package of it, so
you are not
I'm
paying
lucky to
for
be
it.
The face of it. No.
Yeah, that's right. Fair enough. Hey, I believe you've moved out to a farm. Is that a COVID isolation thing? You always wanted to do that? What's the deal?
Oh, it's a little bit column A and column B. I've always wanted to get back to the country. I grew up in country Queensland, and, you know, COVID restrictions hit, and the likelihood of me performing in front of a large group of people all opening their mouths and laughing anytime soon sort of went out the window.
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity to move out to a bit of land out in Daylesford. Out in country Victoria.
Yeah.
And I went, why not?
So you bought this land, are you building a place? What's the deal?
Oh, I'm actually just resting on a friend's property at the moment.
Okay.
We haven't bought it, and we're going to have to move in another couple of months, but I think we'll stay country for now. Because,
what a gypsy. I love that.
Yeah, you live in that gypsy life, you know.
Hey, mate, question. So VB approaches you, they give you a call. Do you have to change your look to be the celebrity face for this VB Thirst fragrance? Because I noticed in the ad, you do look pretty mass. You've got, like, the handlebar chopper mo going on. You've got the unshaven face. Like, I know you're always a little bit unkempt, but did you have to, like, really ramp it up for this?
Well, mate, I feel like I just fit the bill. This is the role I was born to play. But I tell you one thing that did change is I normally have a fairly tight haircut when I'm... in normal life, I've got the short back and sides like every other bloke at the moment. Look like you're a World War One fighter pilot.
I call it the Macklemore. Because he was one of the early rappers to get that.
That's right. Well, the restrictions stopped hairdressing for a while, and I went, I'll just let it go. And VB were quite happy with the unkept hair.
They loved it.
There is Harley Breen. VB Thirst, the fragrance, available now. Chemistwarehouse.com.au, $25. Thanks for your time, man.
Thanks for
good
taking 10.
Cheers, brother. See ya.
See ya.
From VB to weddings, you got to love this. So the Hunter Valley Gardens, guys, they're having their wedding fair on this year, 2020, on the 23rd of August, 3 days' time. So you can go into the draw for an overnight accommodation at Harrigan's with breakfast, a dinner voucher for two, and tickets to the wedding fair. And all you have to do is play our celebrity nuptials after this on 13, 10 and 9. If you want to play, all you have to do is guess how many times a celebrity has been married, and you're in that draw to win that great prize.
All right, call now. We're doing it after the news at New FM, 6:59. Good morning.
Dave, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the no-bos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the no-bos.
So, guys, you know how it's pretty windy here at the moment at Sandgate?
So windy.
Yesterday at Broadmeadow, it felt like there was a hurricane going down my street. Like, it was full on. But unfortunately, it wasn't raining chocolate powder. And I wish that's what was happening.
I've read this story.
I haven't heard this.
Zurich in Switzerland, where they lint chocolates made.
Mm.
Beautiful place. It was actually raining chocolate cocoa powder from the lint factory. So it was actually snowing chocolate powder because there was a malfunction at the factory, and basically it was shooting up chocolate powder out of the, like, one of the vents.
Yeah.
And because it was so, like, windy and snowy, it's drifted all the chocolate powder over the whole of Zurich. So it was legit snowing chocolate.
I reckon that's only happened once in history.
I think you're probably right. What an amazing story.
It said one car was lightly coated in chocolate and the company has offered to pay for any cleaning needed. It said that the particles were completely harmless to people or the environment. So really, you could go around licking everything.
Well, there you go, Jade.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, like the dream's alive in Zurich.
It's licking car windows.
Yeah.
A chocolate-coated car. That sounds like a fun chocolate bar for a kid, doesn't it?
It's only the cocoa powder, though, which doesn't taste all that great, to be honest.
But the fantasy's there. If you imagine it as chocolate, it's pretty fun.
It was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, from a fun thing to have in your mouth to something not so nice, this next story. Basically, it's a story from Reddit, front page of the internet. This guy on the beach ended up with a bird poo, a seagull poo, in his mouth. So what I wanted to do next, 13:10:09, when did the bird poo get you? Because we've all had this in life, and these are the stories we're after. We'll trade your story for a bottle of wine.
In the mouth, guys?
I physically...
You've had bird poo in the mouth.
Looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah.
We'll hear Jade's story next as well, but
taking your calls after this. Fun some nights live across Newcastle. It's 7:09, tops of 19 on the coast. Good morning. Live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Tops of 18 degrees out at Maitland today, and 13:10:09 this morning. We're asking you, when did the bird poo get ya?
That's right. This is all after this story I read from Reddit about this guy went to the beach, fell asleep, and quite a deep sleep, so for a couple of hours. And when this guy woke up, big yawn, stretch, yawn, and a seagull dropped one off in his mouth. He said, after 4 hours and 3 tubes of toothpaste, I can still taste the sour bitterness of the turd.
So that's what it tastes like, eh?
Sour bitterness. That sounds disgusting.
Fascinating. Jade, you apparently can match this story.
Yeah, so basically, I was up at the Inner Light Tea Rooms, one of my favourite places to go at the bay, and when I was there, I was eating my pancakes. They're amazing. And so I'm sitting there. I was deep in conversation with my sister-in-law, and I'm just eating away to the point where I went on autopilot. You know when you're not even looking at your food anymore?
You're just chatting away. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I sort of felt a splash, but I just thought it was the maple syrup.
You're in Jade's world.
I was just really in in-depth conversation. And then it splashed onto a little bit of my forefinger. And I've just, licked it off. And then I thought to myself, oh, hold on a minute. That doesn't taste like maple syrup. And then I've just gone and, eaten a spoonful as well because I was like, oh, whatever. And then there was more of it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd full-on eaten a full-on bird poop.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I have never had a bird poo in my mouth. What I can say, though, the worst bird to drop its guts on you is a pelican.
Oh, yeah, because they're beasts.
You know what? I had a pelican poo on me only a few years ago, and that thing is like an egg, like cracking an egg over your shoulder. That's what I compare it to.
Oh, my God.
Like, just the volume of liquid that hits your body, it's literally like an egg.
They're big birds.
Disgusting.
Well, that's true.
Bigger than a small chihuahua.
They eat whole fish as well, so it just... Yeah, I can't explain
it. Smells rotting fish, is how I'd imagine.
Mine wasn't bitter, though, when I tasted it.
Sweet, was it?
I just sort of went with it.
I mean, do the birds up at the Inner Light Tea Rooms have a fancy poo or something?
Well, they're fancier looking birds. They're those really pretty colourful ones. Galahs?
Galahs?
And stuff. Yeah. I think they're eating more seeds.
I wonder if eating bird poo is good luck, they say it is when it just hits you.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, really good luck.
You've had a blessed life.
Yeah, well, I do. I'm pretty lucky. But it was really funny, though, because I don't know.
Disgusting, really.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Disgusting. Hey, up next, what's the goss with Jackson? Hey, man.
Hey. I'm going to update you on Meghan Markle and Harry's new venture. They're looking at getting into TV. Also, 1902, Hugh Jackman's 22nd audition that changed his life.
Lucky number 22. Yeah. You're sounding like a sex therapist right now.
Me?
Yeah, you're like in Hugh Jackman's 22nd audition.
I'm very relaxed today.
I like it.
Sounds good.
17 past 7, good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Cameron, you start taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Oh, Jackson, I can't wait for this update on Harry and Meghan because I'm dying to know what their next move is.
Yeah, okay, so did you know that the other day Harry made his debut on Netflix?
No.
Yeah, okay, so he's a part of this documentary about the Paralympics. Here's a taste of it.
Paralympics is something almost magical.
Being a part of something bigger than just yourself was incredible.
Yes, lives are being changed on the track, but lives are also being changed in the stands.
So they're saying that this has spurred something within inside Harry. So he and Meghan Markle are now pitching to places like NBC and Netflix themselves to do a little bit of a TV project where they are actually produced. So they're saying they're not sure if it's a scripted show or if it's going to be a reality TV program, but it is going to be coming to screens later on next year.
So have they signed a deal with Netflix?
Yeah, no one's sure yet. It's sort of all under wraps, but there is something going on where we're going to see these two teaming up on a project together.
Well, I mean, the Obamas did the same thing with Netflix. They signed a production deal. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's, I guess, the natural progression for people like that that have been at the highest levels of government.
Of staff.
State. Just in get them in.
I'm excited. I think it's good because they were obviously going to get behind all the, you know, like platforms that mean a lot to them and help spruik good, so I'm stoked.
Yeah. Also, like, they're gonna, you know, they'll run out of cash, you know, JobKeeper only lasts so long, and then you gotta have, like, an income coming in, so they gotta get around
I'm in inner turmoil if I should go to Big W today and pick up Finding Freedom, their book, because you know the new book that came out about
them?
No,
I didn't. Oh, I did.
You know the
that.
Controversial yeah, yeah, yeah. book? Yeah.
Well, you'll just wait for it to come in the library.
No, I don't know if I should be waiting for them to come out with a proper copy because it's probably all lies, but I'm a sucker, so.
Wait for the telly movie. It's a lot easier.
Or go to the library or the free bookshop, as some people call it.
They're saying that Meghan Markle will not return to acting as well. Apparently, she's just completely given that up.
Oh, that's good.
Hard to believe, but yeah, I reckon she'll return to the screen.
I reckon give it 6 months. Yeah. She'll be movie.
She narrated that Disney Plus documentary.
That's right. She's already involved.
Yeah. That got absolutely panned, right? But they were all ripping her off, but she's literally narrating for children.
Yeah, no, it was rude.
And people were being so nasty to her about it. Anything she does, she's not going to win at. Hey, talking about acting, auditions, they terrify me. Hugh Jackman's opened up about his 20 years ago for Wolverine. He was actually never slated for the role.
It was a weird audition because Dougray Scott had the role and then he got caught up on Mission Impossible 2, but everyone thought that would get sorted. But the studio said, look, we need a backup plan just in case. So it was like this Hail Mary to begin with. The entire audition was about 20 seconds. It wasn't much longer. Who would have thought 9 years later, 20 years later, that would have happened?
So, like, 1 second of audition for each year that he's played Wolverine, and it's made him over $100 million.
Wow.
You know, I went and saw, I think it was last year, it might have been, he did the Hugh Jackman, The Boy from Oz tour or something or other, and he went around. So I went and saw him perform that story of his life with my mum, and you know what he said? This revelation in there that with the whole Wolverine project, he was, like, on one of the days of filming. This is, like, early on. It was, like, the first franchise. And he said that the director came up to him after they turned the cameras off for the day, and they said to him, oh, you've, like, basically you're crap, and you need to, like, sort out who Wolverine is as a character because you're like a lampshade in the corner of a room.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he said this
brutal.
On stage, and he said that he went home, and it was because his wife believed in him, and she was like, you know what, they saw something in you, you've got to just block it out, believe in yourself, and, you know, you can do it. And, yeah, he just basically thanked his wife, like, because she's been with him the whole time and supported him and whatnot. But it was really interesting, like, stars at that level get put down and told that they're really
totally garbage.
Yeah.
He's 51 years old, right? I watched this interview with Jimmy Fallon. He looks like 20. He looks younger than me.
Yo, he looks like good.
That's amazing. Well, yeah, I guess it's just that's just good living, isn't it?
Really is. Thank you, Jackson. Hey, up next, say thanks with flowers after the news here at New FM. It's 7:29. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
And a huge thanks to Happy Mobile Cafe. They always hook us up with the amazing coffees. So thanks, Carl and Benny. We love them.
We do love them, and we love those guys. Hey, up next, we are doing Say Thanks with Flowers. This is a beautiful segment where you can thank anyone in your life just for being there, any reason at all. Newfm.com.au if you'd like to nominate them. Next up, guys, we are meeting a person called Jess who is nominating two very special people to receive some flowers. Oh, so let's find out more about that. Next, after Tracy Chapman at New FM, Give Me One Reason, live across Newcastle at 7:38.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Okay, I'm getting Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic this morning. Your thoughts on reading vampire novels.
3, 2, 1, go! I'm going to say loathe it, never done it.
Yeah, loathe it.
Really?
Never read a vampire novel.
You never got on board the Twilight saga?
No. And I've never watched a vampire movie either.
Oh, you're killing me. That's insane. Twilight was amazing. I still read the books to this day.
Really?
Yeah, like it's just one. It's like Harry Potter. It's like a staple I can just go to when I just need to like zone out and just enjoy.
So when you go to the bookshop or the library, you are going to the young adult section, clearly.
Yes, I am.
Twilight.
I am, but I'm bringing this up because all those Twilight fans out there, if you were, you know, lived and breathed it like me, you'll be stoked to know that Stephanie, I think it's Mayer, I believe it's pronounced, she, the author of the series, she's actually released a new book recently, like only in the last couple of weeks, and it's a part of the Twilight series. It's called Midnight Sun. So this it's incredible. So basically it's learning about the vampires' views on Edward meeting Bella the human, and their thoughts, like the vampire's perspective of their relationship.
You know what I hear from this?
What?
The author in stuck in COVID, bit of a cash crisis, going, how can I make some extra money at the moment? Twilight movie earnings are way down.
I mean, do you know what?
Royalties are out.
They should just do a Harry Potter and create a Twilight musical.
Yeah.
That would be actually not a bad idea.
Awesome. Like, you know how they do books about side characters or something? I actually, now we're talking about Twilight, I have remembered I saw one of the movies in the middle of the series.
Yeah.
Because with no context at all. And all I remember is a bunch of pasty people driving around in a Volvo. I was like, this is not my thing, I don't think.
That's it.
Do you know, the only good thing to come out of Twilight...
Oh, Robert Pattinson.
...was this song.
Oh, Paramore. Like,
this song from
Decode,
the movie.
Decode, I think it was.
Decode.
Yeah.
It's such a great song. When did you last watch a movie?
Oh, last night. Oh. I watched Twilight.
That's what got you back into it? Or did you read this story and think, oh?
Well, I read this. I was like, no way, there's another book. And then I was like, right, I got to, after Ricky Gervais and his comedy series, I was like, Twilight.
Twilight time.
Yeah, so I'm kicking it off again.
You went to all the comfort stuff yesterday.
I really did.
It'll be Harry Potter today. Bit of a marathon.
Hey, news time up next. It's 7:56 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
So earlier in the show, guys, yesterday you pre-recorded an interview with Harley Breen about the VB fragrance for men, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but Arnott's has actually sparked a debate with three shapes-flavoured perfumes, including cheese and bacon, chicken crimpy and pizza. So they're now developing their own range. I'll show you a picture. Their own range of scents. So there's a little perfume bottle with the Arnott's logo with cheese and bacon written on it.
If I smelled someone that smelt like a chicken crimpy... I'd be thinking that person, that grosses me out a bit.
Does it?
Does it really?
Because you're nuzzling, a
fruity. Yeah. Nuzzling up into that armpit, let me tell you.
Oh, you're chicken crimpy, you're into man.
It. I love chicken crimpy.
I like the biscuit. But for some reason, if a person smelt like that, I'd imagine them being like, you know, some big video gamer person.
Yeah, is
like,
that's true.
You wouldn't want
to... The BO is going to be overpowering the chicken crimpy.
You know what? I just don't like the whole vibe.
I just think to myself, I don't want to... I like the idea of wearing it. I'd give it a go. But just as long as there's no cannibals around because I'd get eaten alive. Because
you guys are right into shape.
You smell even better, you know. So they'd come after you.
Mm. That went dark, didn't it?
That's true.
A bit of cannibalism chat at 8.
I know. Nothing like it. You won't get this on any other radio station, I promise.
Guys, obviously last night, how crazy was the wind?
I thought it was raining at one point.
It was like wolves.
I saw this post on Facebook last night. The wind blew away somebody's pram. Here in Newcastle last night.
Just gone.
It was really strong at some point. Like, I think Hamish was right. Those gusts were over 90 kilometres, I'm sure.
Well, we've got the Hills Hoist style clothesline. Yeah. It had no clothes on it, still spinning.
That's creepy, isn't it?
That's strong wind.
Did you lose anything from, your backyard there, Jade?
No, but my clothes, yesterday I did some sheets. They were, no joke, dry in about 15 minutes because of the wind. It was so windy at Broadmeadow.
Wow, who needs a dryer? 13:10:09 this morning, though. Did the wind destroy the kids' stuff? Like, it doesn't have to be last night, but just any time. And we're going to do a double phoner here. Did the wind destroy anything?
Yeah, or take it away.
Take it away.
Kids often leave, like, the toys or stuff out in the yard.
A pram's ridiculous.
I know.
That's
heavy,
crazy.
Heavy stuff.
Well, there was no baby in it, was there?
No, Jade. Phew.
Okay, just checking. I'm going to ask. Who knows?
Well, yeah, it's a fair question.
Luckily, you didn't take your dogs out yesterday and your dog pram. Imagine 3 chihuahuas blowing away in the wind.
I'd be like, my babies.
Running after them.
All right, taking your calls after this. What did the wind destroy? 807, Tones and I right now, Never Seen the Rain at 105.3 New FM. Tops of 19 degrees on the coast today. 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Very windy last night, of course. Yep. There was a story I saw on Facebook last night. A poor woman here in Newcastle lost her pram, got taken away with the wind. So 13:10:09, what did the wind take away / destroy? Tell you what, I lost the dead part of my plant. Like, I had, like, my pot plant out on the balcony, right? That thing was dead, so that was, like, a little tiny stick, and the wind finally took it away.
That was all. You just left with a pot now.
A pot with a few cigarette butts in it.
I remember when I was a kid, big windy sort of thing at the farm, and, like, at where the house is and the yard is this flat area. But then it's there's quite a steep drop off down to a creek and a swampy bit.
Yeah.
Down the bottom. It's probably about 25, 30 metres up, actually.
Yeah.
Like, so quite a big valley. And huge windstorm one day, hail and everything. And I remember looking out the window, this is after school when I got home, and just watching the trampoline do somersaults over and over and over, over the fence, down this ravine into the swamp.
Imagine copping a trampoline. Like, wow. You're just walking down the street, trampoline falls
bounces
on
bounces over.
I've never lost a piece of furniture.
Haven't you?
Hat, though, at school, when going years back, you had to wear your hat.
Just like yesterday.
Yeah, you had to wear your hat.
No hat, no play.
No hat, no play. And I remember on a windy day, everyone's holding their hats down. If you let it go for a second, you had to run. I remember sprinting after my hat on the oval. I was like, how embarrassing. Everyone was laughing because you almost catch your hat and then it goes again. You're like, far out.
Did you have one of those brim hats with the string attached to it that you'd put around your neck? Because I remember in school the wind used to choke me. It would just like
yeah.
Pull you back the string.
Like a guillotine. Oh,
the memories of the school hat.
Jessie, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, how's your morning?
Yeah, not too bad.
Very good to hear. Jessie, what did the wind destroy / take away?
My son's trampoline a couple of years ago. He got for his birthday a 16-foot trampoline with net, and we just putting it up after 4 days, and it got taken across the whole yard and into the paddock next door and got stuck in the tree.
Stuck in a tree?
How do you retrieve a trampoline, a 16-foot up from a tree, Jessie?
My boyfriend at the time, he tied it to the back of his Forbi and pulled it out back into over the property. But yeah, it was stuck.
Wow, what a MacGyver! Yeah. Why'd you break up with him? He sounds really handy to have around.
He sounds like a keeper.
No, he wasn't a keeper.
Fair enough.
Thanks for your call, Jesse. Appreciate that. Shannon, hey, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good, guys. Yourself?
Oh, here he is, Shannon. Good. We're doing good, mate. What'd you lose in the wind?
Mate, last night, my partner woke me up and she's like, can you take down those bamboo wooden wind chimes? So it really started picking up. And I'm laying in bed thinking, yeah, I should probably get up and get these wind chimes. And just as I'm about to wake up, they just stopped, gone, blew away. The wind took the wind chimes away. And because we're on the top floor, right, the penthouse apartment, and we took the dogs for a walk this morning, I kid you not, they're on the beach.
Get out of town.
Did you retrieve them?
Or did you go, good riddance?
No, she picked them up and got them back.
clang, clang, clang.
Don't want to, you know, you've got to look after the environment.
This is the problem with wind chimes, right? The whole purpose of them is to, you know, sound off when it's windy, but people get so annoyed by them that they're happy just to never see them again.
Mate, I was happy to not have to get up.
Yeah. Oh, they've gone quiet.
Stoked, man. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys.
I thought I had a wind chime. It's too
it's
nice.
A very calm one.
Very calm.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a meditation center.
Someone's just, you know, let some wind pass there.
Pass the vegetarian dumplings. Yes, please. Hey, next, new research out about snakes. Apparently, if you look at a snake, your basic human instinct can tell you if it's poisonous or not. I've got the tips on how to know next.
You don't have snakes here, do you?
No snakes in the building. This is brand new research, just come out yesterday. This is amazing.
That's Shuey the lawnmower guy.
And he sure isn't.
Coming into summer.
Doing it next is 8:15. Dave, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Rate the music now. Love it, rate it, hate it. Newfm.com.au. It takes under 10 minutes. If you've got nothing to do at work today, don't tell the boss. Jump onto newfm.com.au and just bear with it and get it done.
That's right. Make sure it's done.
Have your say.
And the music we play.
Yeah, you've got to finish it to be in the run and win.
Exactly right. Hey, I want to talk snakes for a second. I just saw this story. It's kind of fascinating about the human body is actually sort of attuned to whether a snake is poisonous or not. Now, I was reading about snake bites, and I had no idea how many people are getting bitten every year. They reckon it's about 5.5 million people are bitten by snakes every year. And almost 100,000 on average die.
That's worldwide.
Yeah. Worldwide.
Wow.
If you compare to sharks, right, there was 82 incidents in the world, there's about 140 people are bitten by sharks.
A year. Okay, 104, that's low.
Compared to snakes, 5.4 million.
Isn't that just mind-blowing? Look how we look at sharks.
Yeah, and sensationalized.
The chances are so slim.
Of getting bitten. Anyway, I want to talk about snakes for a second again, because they did this amazing study where they got a few hundred people to do the study. They showed them pictures of snakes not from where they lived, right? So from other countries.
Yeah.
And people naturally get more nervous around venomous snakes, like pictures of venomous snakes than non-venomous. So the human body is actually naturally tuned to tell the difference between venomous and non-venomous snakes.
It's always in the eyes, they say.
Well, yeah, it is actually partly the eyes and also the markings. So it's they didn't think this before. They didn't know that the human instinct can determine whether a snake is venomous or not. People start sweating more, like their pupil dilation changes. So there's like a deep down instinct that tells you whether it is or not.
I have a picture of a snake here.
Mm.
Now, I'll show you both. Tell me, do you think venomous or non-venomous?
I'm going to say non-venomous.
Well, I've just busted that wide open because that is a very venomous snake.
Is it? What type is it?
What type is that?
It is. I don't know the name. I do have it here. You really got me there, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we're expecting a bit more information. It's on a blogger site, so maybe not.
Oh, it's like the... yeah, like, look, let's not pretend.
Okay.
But it's venomous. I typed in venomous snakes.
Oh, that's okay. Hang on a second. That might be a story about non-venomous ones in comparison. That looks like a little tree snake.
No, it's called the hump-nosed viper. Thank you very much.
The
hump-nosed
viper.
Well,
in all fairness, that's not looking at us in the eyes. It's looking sideways.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be able to tell from that. Oh, are you bringing up another one now?
I love Google.
It gives you so little information, yet so much at the same time.
Well, there you go. Look, I guess it's, you know, I wouldn't count on this advice if you do encounter a snake, though. Like, don't go and pet it.
Don't pet any snakes, I would say, is
just
good
leave
advice.
Them alone.
Especially since 5.5 million people are bitten by them every year. I had no idea it was that big. It's crazy compared to sharks. Sharks are nothing.
I reckon we have so many snakes here at our radio station in Sandgate. We've got a lot of land here.
India has a lot of snakes.
Does it?
Yeah, India's got heaps.
Yeah, right.
Have you not, like, if you go Google, like, Indian news, there's always an encounter with, like, kids and snakes over there.
Yeah, right. Are you just doing it now?
Indian Times of India. Let's see if we can find a snake story.
There's
on the front
always
page.
Something happening.
30-second challenge.
Like a kid was found sleeping next to a snake, like big mammoth ones.
They do have the giant pythons.
Giant pythons.
Yeah.
Like, it's renowned.
Are you on Times of India? You got the search function? Just hit snake and see what
comes
up. 5-foot
long rat snake rescued from Delhi's RK Khanna Stadium.
There you go.
Russell's viper caught in house gives birth to 35 snakelets.
Like, honest to God.
Is that
like,
what a snake baby's called?
A snakelet.
People are scared to come to Australia about snakes. Be worried if you go to India. That's all I'm saying.
I had no idea a baby snake was called a snakelet.
Neither did I.
It sounds
cute,
actually.
It does.
What it is.
It sounds like some sort of pancake, some sort of delicious pancake.
8:28. Hey, Dr. Coleman is joining us. He is back next for all of your medical questions. We'll do it after the news here at New FM. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos. Hey guys, good news for our local businesses out this morning. A trial for the easing of liquor licensing laws in the city has been announced in 4 suburbs. Newcastle, Newcastle West, Newcastle East and Cooks Hill will be eligible to take part in the 6-month trial starting October 1. So basically, the trial will allow bars to stay open until 2 a.m. and restaurants until midnight. So at current, restaurants obviously can't serve shots after 10 p.m. or bars, and they need to close by midnight. So this is really good, I think, for a lot of the bar owners and the business and the town in general, I think.
Absolutely. Get that nightlife happening, especially as things start to improve COVID-wise, etc. Jackson in next with 105 commercial-free. What's on the way, man?
Yeah, a bit of this. Icelandic group. I love Monsters and Men. They're very cool.
They are good.
Yeah, a lot of instruments in this one. It's a little bit overwhelming. George Michael's Faith.
Yeah.
As well.
Classic.
Doja Cat.
Nice.
You.
Well,
I love Doja. She's so pretty as well.
She's
very
gorgeous.
Cool chick.
I like the film clips.
Very colourful.
I haven't watched them.
Yeah, do you know what? These celebrities, though, they're wearing outfits that are very uncomfortable. Like, could you imagine trying to sit in a car to go to a venue with some of the stuff that these people wear?
Be hard.
Oh, my God, Jackson, you should see the outfits in the new video from Cardi B. You know, WAP?
Oh, WAP, WAP, yeah. Is it?
WAP, WAP, W-A-P, whatever you want to say. Let me tell you. Amazing video. The outfits look very uncomfortable, though.
I've not even heard of this person.
Oh, you need to get around it.
Cardi B.
Cardi B.
I don't think any radio station in the country is playing this song.
Oh, it'd be a 3-minute beep.
Whap.
Yeah, it's just one big beep.
Look into it. But next, we're with Dr. Coleman. He's answering all your medical questions, 13 10 09, if you have any. We're doing it with him next.
Right now, topic, breaking me at New FM. Good morning. Chilly start to your morning out of Belmont this morning. 13 degrees there, tops of 18 on the coast today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. We've got Dr. Coleman on the phone. I need a doctor, call me a doctor, just what
I need. And we love Thursdays because we're joined by our resident Dr. Coleman, and he knows all.
Hello, doctor.
Hello, doctor.
My reputation's building. I hope I know all. No, of course I don't know all, but I can have a guess at most things. That's the beauty.
That's all we ask.
We love that. Let's roll the first question here for Dr. Coleman about skin cancers, guys.
Hi, Dr. Coleman. I've grown up around Newcastle and I've pretty much lived at the beach and in the sun, so I'm just wondering how often you would recommend getting my skin checked and if there's anything in particular I should be looking out for.
Oh, yes. Well, we Australians, we have the unenviable reputation of being the skin cancer capital of the world, I think. Lots of combination of Caucasian skin and lots of sun at the beach. It's important. And certainly the things I look out for when people come in for a skin check are a recent change. So any spot that sort of changed over the last weeks or months is certainly something you should get checked out, and that might be getting bigger or darker or itchy or bleeding. And then the other thing we look out for is for people who have lots of moles and freckles, it can be hard to pick what we call the ugly duckling, so the one that stands out, so it's one of your spots isn't like all the other ones. So it's important to get those checked. In terms of how often, it varies a bit. If you've had skin cancers in the past, and certainly if you've had the worst one of all, which is a melanoma, you should get checked, fairly regularly. So people with a melanoma, perhaps you're looking at every 6 months. But once a year, probably for most people, is about right.
That's good. Head to your GP. Good information. And, doctor, there's like this common misconception as well that if you're young, that you don't need to worry about it as much. But it's so important. It doesn't matter what age you are, you should get those moles checked, right?
Oh, yeah. Look, certainly I've seen lots of skin cancers on younger people. I mean, mm-hmm. they're more common in older people who've had a lot of cumulative sun over the years of life. But you can get them pretty much at any age. Young children tend not to get them too much. But certainly once you hit the teens and beyond, you can get skin cancers.
Yeah, important.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. No worries. Time for our next question. Let's hear it.
Good morning, doctor. A little bit of an embarrassing question. I just have small scabs down the base of my penis, and I was wondering if there's anything to be done about it or what may cause it.
Okay, yes. No, we GPs are very used to that sort of thing, so don't be too embarrassed. A scab could be a number of things. Skin things that occur anywhere on your body can also occur down there.
Yeah.
And so it could be, a sore little infection. And people often get fungal infections down there. Things get hot.
Yeah.
And sweaty, but the reason, I guess, to get it checked out in particular is in case it is a sexually transmitted infection. And probably in terms of things that look like a scab, probably herpes would be the most common. So they're little blistery things that often, they start as a tiny bit of fluid in the middle and get a dry scab on them.
Yeah, I guess, like you said, the main thing is I think a lot of people when it comes to downstairs areas are quite embarrassed, but doctors, like, you see it all the time. So there's just go in and get checked.
Yeah, oh, look, definitely. Honestly, for your average GP, a woman or a bloke coming in saying, look, I've got an embarrassing problem, it's absolutely no worries. I mean, it's our bread and butter. It's what we see every day.
Yeah, of course.
It's a big thing for the person coming in, I understand, but for us, honestly, we've seen it 1,000 times before.
Yeah. Spoken like a true doctor. Thank you, Dr. Coleman. You'll be back next week. And if you have a question for Dr. Coleman, DM us on Instagram or send us a message on Facebook, guys.
Happy to get you on the air. That's right. Last calls up next. Anything you want to talk about, 131009, whether it's something throughout the show, the news, what you're feeling, whatever your vibe is. We've got wine and Tim Tams on offer for people who get on air.
That we do.
It's 8:46. Doing it next. The new FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Waking up with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 8:54. Time for last calls. I know when
they're alone. Hello.
Last calls.
That's right, we do this every day at the end of the show. Anyone who wants to call, get your opinion on the air, ask a question, chat about anything. This is where we just open things up.
Very good. Let's go to Jen. Hey, Jen, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Oh, yeah, we're doing well.
Now, I hear your daughter's having some issues on the roads.
She is.
So yeah. Tell us what's happening.
Well, She's had her rails for a while now, since December last year.
Yeah, like Maddie, just, yep.
Yeah. So we've just bought her first car.
Oh, wow, very weekend. Nice. Yep,
yeah, yep. So it's a manual, and she's been learning on my automatic.
Yep.
So it's almost like starting from the beginning again. So we've been taking her down some back roads around where we live.
Yep.
So there isn't much traffic. And I'm just finding that people are so rude. I think they forget what it's like to have to learn, and have the freedom to be able to do it without having people who are much more experienced giving them a hard time.
I'm sorry to hear that, Jen, but when you say they're being rude, what are they doing? Are they honking on the horn? Are they getting right up the rear end of your vehicle? Yeah. What's happening?
Yeah, well, yeah, pretty much all of those. So we're just going down, the industrial. We're over halfway. So we go up the industrial side of Rutherford there, where there's not many cars, and, you know, give them a bit of space. And, yeah, we have people overtaking her, crossing the double line, and she's going the speed limit, you know, she's doing fine, but people just see the L and they just judge
instantly.
They do. So we've had an incident where I actually had to get out of my car and say, hey, stop, just give her a second, we're at an intersection.
That's terrible.
Your poor daughter.
I know, it's horrible, and she was panicking. And I'm saying, just take your time. It's okay. She kept stalling. She was trying to take off at an intersection. And this person came up behind us. And I must have only waited about 5 or 6 seconds. And I know when you're waiting at an intersection and there's no cars coming, 5 seconds seems like a long
eternity.
Time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear, Jen.
And she was trying, and they were honking her. And I had to actually get out of the car and say, hey, do something about it.
Hey, bottle of wine for you. And a message there. If you see an L plate, it could be nice. Be nice to the person. Give them a moment. It could be learning to drive like Maddie.
In the industrial estate as well, like, have a bit of patience. Like, you know, they're doing the right thing going to the back estate.
Sending your daughter a mental hug there, Jen.
Yeah, exactly right.
Alrighty, that's us done for the day, guys. Don't forget, rate the music, newfm.com.au. You can come back to it. You can start, stop, whatever.
Be patient
Take
with
all
it.
Day if you want. So yeah,
get
around
get it
that.
Done.
Jackson, 105 commercial free, kicking off in minutes.
I got some Shawn Mendes.
Very nice.
Back with Semi Charmed Life.
Classic.
This is one of my favourites.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yay, Gaga.
Ariana Grande
as well.
Oh, yep. Rain on Me. It's all coming up.
That was so enthusiastic, Jay. Yay.
I am genuine.
Give it another
her.
50%. Come on.
Yay. Lady Gaga. I'm pumped. I love her.
The holiday hotline is back after 11 a.m.
That's
yep.
right.
Yeah. After 11 o'clock, giving people the chance to get off to Riverwood Downs, which is exciting.
I heard you on the radio doing that yesterday, Jackson. You've been very generous with the people you're letting on to the standby list.
I know, I'm letting as many through as possible because, do you know what? It gives me a little bit of excitement as well. Like, I get, like, this flush of, like, adrenaline to see how many people I can get through. So, yeah, you've got, like, good chances.
Get around it with Jackson.
Good stuff. All right, guys, we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.